when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own.
Hi, this is Jessica DeMassa with Health Innovation Media, and I am reporting from JP Morgan Healthcare Conference Week. Right now we are at Winter Tech, Health 2.0's Winter Tech, and I'm joined by Natalia and Tony. They are both co-founders of LiveZo. So introduce yourself and your role real quick.
My name is Natalia Karpenko. I'm founder and CEO at LiveZo.
And Tony?
I'm Tony Sicola, VP of Corporate Wellness at LiveZo.
Wonderful. Well, welcome, ladies. Thank you so much. So I'm going to start with you, Natalia. Tell me a little bit about LiveZo. I understand that you guys are a patient engagement platform, but you're doing things a little bit differently, leveraging AI and some other kinds of technologies. So talk to me a little bit about this.
So we total healthcare solution providing patient engagement, and we inventing a new niche for the hybrid AI, where we able to design the recommendation engine to empower patients in their daily regimen, but also have a provider and medical team on board to help them calibrate the recommendation and make it more medically approved, but as well learn more about their patient needs on a daily basis.
Okay, great. So when you're collecting all this information, how are you using the data to improve the way the patient lives their everyday lives?
So the data aggregation and data analysis become the key differentiation in the market for the medical tech companies. We'll be able to offer unique products for the healthcare. And with LiveZo specifically, we're able to integrate data from the EMR. We're also able to generate a unique data about patient adherence, behavior data, and also designing the behavior models to specifically focus on the prevention.
Okay. And now on the wellness side, Tony, tell me a little bit about that. And I understand that your product is unique in the sense that not only are you providing data and information on patients to providers, but the providers are using your solution as a wellness product for themselves. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure, right. So we're definitely ideally starting with the patients, and then we've kind of pivoted from the corporate wellness model into the patient care solution. But the idea is that because we're directing our wellness product at hospital employees, it's sort of a more holistic approach where they're understanding how they're benefiting themselves from the type of technology that we're offering and why it's important to leverage it for the patients.
And what kind of things has the hospital staff learned in terms of like helping utilization overall with their patients? I mean, obviously if they're using it too, it's like, not only am I I'm not only a client, but I'm also a user, right? So how are they, what have they learned from that, and how has that helped with adoption?
Right, so one of the things that makes corporate wellness platforms successful is sort of the team aspect, the idea that you're with your peers sort of facing the same direction to achieve the same goals or to achieve your own goal with the support of those around you. It's kind of like why support groups like Weight Watchers and things like that work, is because everyone has similar problems and they're all kind of looking in the same direction for the solution. And so when you target a group like what we're doing with our initial phase with dialysis patients, they all have really similar problems. They're coming from similar communities with similar health situations, and they can really support each other in that environment. So it becomes a peer-to-peer support rather than always waiting for the doctor to tell you what to do. You've got someone who's in the same boat as you are, giving them a modicum of understanding in your challenges and how they might have overcome some of those challenges. So it becomes this sort of, in addition to the type of AI and monitoring that we've got with the technology piece, there's also this peer-to-peer platform, so you can really offer support to those that are in the same boat as you are.
Got it. So I understand that you guys are a startup. So give us a little bit of an insight about where you're at right now. Are you fundraising? What are you doing? And then I'm also curious to know, you know, there's not very many women-founded digital health startups, and so I'm having like a woman empowerment moment here. And I'd love to know a little bit about what it's like from your perspective. How's it been being a woman in digital health?
So I start with answering the first question, and I hope Tony can support with the women empowerment. So we right now in a fundraiser. So we've been bootstrapped in the last 2 years. We were able to build the product. So we have corporate dashboards. We have mobile iOS and Android. Also, we build in analytics. And we right now fundraising $2 million. So that's why today with Health 2.0 presenting just looking to meet more investors and looking for partnerships and trials. Okay. In the terms of women in health technology, so it's really exciting and challenging time as well. Just in general, you know, saturated market of startups that are trying to tackle similar problems. And sometimes it's not only about having so many players, but also some of the healthcare systems and not completely open and clear about their like expectations and acceptance criteria. So it's been some obstacles in a way of like finding the right path. But what I see really exciting that a lot of there is a shift from a care. Care distribution, and when the innovation's been going through the hospitals, right now more providers are taking the leadership and they're deciding what kind of innovations they want to bring to their patients. Mm-hmm. And here we can see that women are playing significant role because women are usually the ones who focus on the improvement of the process and kind of have a critical thinking about how it's done and how we can do it better, not necessarily being very disruptive and breaking the system, but very loyally taking time to assess, evaluate, and find a solution that will be more holistic. So I'll give Tony.
Yeah, definitely. So Tony, what would you add to that? Yeah, I'd be interested in your perspective as well, you know, as a woman in a health tech startup.
Right. So I come from a hospital background, and you know, just from being in a hospital or from looking around, that the majority of healthcare workers are women. So to be able to appeal to the folks that we're looking for, we're looking to be able to appeal to people like us. So I think that's part of it. Additionally, more and more research and more proof pans out that when you have a diverse workforce, you find creative ways to solve problems and you find innovative solutions that might not be available to people that all come from the same place or are all living in the same type of life. So we've created a really diverse team. We're women run, but we have a really diverse team on our hands to bring really neat new perspectives to the problems that we're all trying to solve.
Wonderful. Well, it's awesome to hear that you're very inclusive, but we're also very proud of you for being a woman run enterprise. So thank you guys so much for joining us and talking to us about your solution. Again, that's Livzo. What's your website so people can find you?
Livzo.com, LAVZO.com.
Perfect. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This is Jessica DeMassa for Health Innovation Media.
I used to rule the world. Seas had rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning.